We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Big retirement of doctors and nurses, I don't think a doctor would move on to do something else, but maybe a nurse move on to something else. And I don't say that to demean nurses at all.
Oh, no, that's fine. We are seeing some retirements. The average age of nurses is around 50 years old. And so just by nature, our profession lends itself to nurses that retire maybe at a higher rate as it compares to other professions. But in the last few years, we have seen a lot of movement of positions among doctors and nurses. The pandemic has been really tough on healthcare, as you know.
For a nurse, how long, when you mentioned 50 years old, I don't know if it's a young person's game, and I don't mean to say that in an ageism way, Jennifer. You understand what I'm saying, but you don't see a lot of 65-year-old guys pushing shovels at a construction site or anything, right? Or 50-year-olds playing in the NFL. I'm just wondering, is there an average age at which nurses traditionally retire, and how has that changed since COVID?
There really isn't an average age per se, and one of the big reasons for that is there are so many different jobs that nurses can do. While most of us think of nurses at the bedside working directly with patients, you can find nurses in many, many other places in the hospital and outside the hospital. And certainly in the last few years, the pandemic opening up the opportunities for telemedicine, you're now seeing nurses sitting and looking at screens all day and computer databases and possibly even working out of their homes, reading charts, working for insurance companies. So that has afforded those who may want to walk away from the bedside because they're getting older and lifting patients and moving patients is challenging. They can move into jobs and remain nurses and be very, very much contributing to healthcare.
In terms of pay, if they're going to work from home and maybe work for an insurance company, is the pay comparable, better, worse?
That's a very interesting question. There was a time where not so much, but in recent years, we have seen a lot of change there. I would say if someone is really wanting to do that, they can find comparable pay. There has been a lot of change. One area where we're seeing changes in school nurses. For a long time, school nurses were not paid as much, and that's even changing, where those salaries are being raised to match those in the hospital because they need to fill those positions with qualified nurses.
I say this not to disrespect anyone, but the few times I have been in a hospital, I've been more concerned with seeing who the nurse was than who my doctor was, because I knew that was going to be the first step in taking care of me and keeping me alive. We're talking to Dr. Jennifer Manning, an associate dean at LSU Health New Orleans School of Nursing, who is a nurse, about burnout of nurses and shortages after COVID. And would you suggest somebody's daughter, as we are in the graduation season, become a nurse? Is the field just expanding and wide open and the pay good and so forth? We'll talk about it when we come back. Talk about travel nursing. If you have any other questions, 504-260-1870. That's the Open Art Jeweler WWL Talk and Text Line. I'll pass them along. 7:21, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about nursing shortages with Dr. Jennifer Manning, Associate Dean at LSU Health New Orleans School of Nursing. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maximus culpa. Somebody texted in and said, a couple of people took me to task because I said, daughter's going into nursing. I don't work from a teleprompter. I don't say everything absolutely correctly every time. I know there are a ton of male nurses, and I know they do a lot of good work. Apologies if I said anything. So, Dr. Manning, when it comes to this text, it says, when will the government do something about agencies that hire nurses which hospitals and nursing homes can't compete with? Is that a problem?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It has been a recent problem for sure, and we're already starting to see some change for the better. So for the last year or so, we have had a lot of nurses move into agency work, and the salaries have been 2, 3, 4, 5 times the hourly pay of a permanent nurse in a hospital.
Five times.
Has had significant implications.
Yes,
it's had significant implications. It's not a sustainable model, and we're already starting to see those contracts are diminishing, which is great, because the best thing for a hospital is to have more permanent nurses working every day in that hospital, knows that hospital's policies and how to give best patient care and in the practices of that particular hospital.
So was COVID the watershed when it comes to nursing shortages and changes in nursing?
I would say yes and no. We have had this problem for decades. We've known about it. We've talked about it my entire 22-year career. COVID shined a light on a problem that was there, but really made it so much more obvious and so
much
more
worse. Which was what, doctor? The problem was what?
Well, the big things that happened was that you had a significantly increased need of nurses in the hospital. And so who were you going to pull from? You didn't have a pool of extra nurses out there. You had nurses who were out with COVID. We needed more nurses to help care with all the sick patients, and they just weren't there. That, on top of it, was created a situation where nurses became stressed and strained because they were working in short situations, which is not ideal for anyone. And then that led to the burnout. Not to mention caring for patients when you don't have a known way to provide, you know, there was no cure, and there was all these challenging issues that were happening. It's a very emotional and physically straining job, and then to add what happened with COVID on top of that really has taken its toll on doctors and nurses alike.
So it
has been very stressful.
So looking at that Manning crystal ball that's been handed down from generation to generation, take it out of that mahogany case, polish it up. What do you see a year from now, 2 years from now? How do you turn it around, and what's the future look like?
I love that you asked that question because I love to go with solutions. And I think there are some things that we can tackle pretty quickly. One of the biggest ones is educating ourselves and our own self-care, recognizing when burnout is happening. I think hospitals can play a role in that. I think nursing schools can play a role in that, and teaching our incoming workforce on how to make sure that they are empowering themselves to get the break that they need after that long 12-hour shift. The other is empowering staff to ask for help. When you have needs, instead of just, you know, we talk about it at the water cooler, so to speak, but go to your leadership, tell them the things that you need, and even bring them ideas on how those needs can be brought back to you as far as it relates to better patient care, you know, better hours, shifts, scheduling, you know, getting work-life balance for the nurses when they work those long days. I think those are all things that can help. And the last thing would be skills. Healthcare is very technologically advanced. It's becoming more and more difficult. Nurses undergo intensive training in order to become prepared to be nurses that can work competently in the hospital. So ongoing skills training that is provided to them so that they can do their best job every day that they come to work is really important.
Dr. Jennifer Manning, proud graduate of UNO, as am I. Can I ask quickly, where'd you go to high school?
Archbishop Chappelle High School, and I have a daughter there in 10th grade, and her name is Emily.
Go Chipmunks.
Go Chipmunks.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. Have a good weekend.
Take care. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.